Well, I thought that, you know, there were some intriguing presentations. I think primarily in colorectal cancer was probably, you know, the most encouraging. We had, you know, the TML study with bevacizumab beyond progression presented, which showed what I think many expected, which was a modest benefit to continuing bevacizumab with second-line chemotherapy. And I think that was an important trial, number one, because it it validated a treatment approach that has been taken up by many in the United States. And then I think, secondly, it showed that that an important clinical trial question can actually be answered, albeit in a study that was done outside the United States. So I thought that was, of all the presentations, the one with at least the most relevance to everyday practice. Well, I think that trial, you know, people would look at, and certainly I would, and say, well, you know, even though it's more challenging to separate out lines of therapy in colorectal cancer, the lines of therapy tend to blur together, but nonetheless, continuing bevacizumab into the next line of treatment, I think, was validated in terms of improving survival. So I think that's practice changing. I think that U.S. oncologists will be more likely to continue bevacizumab into the next line of treatment. You know, the other trial, we heard an update of the regorafenib trial in the CONNECT trial in advanced colorectal cancer, and that demonstrated, as we saw at ASCO GI, a small survival benefit for patients receiving regorafenib compared to best supportive care. And I think that, while it's not practice-changing this instant because regorafenib is not approved, if it ultimately does get an approval, I think that will lead to most U.S. oncologists probably prescribing that therapy for patients with refractory metastatic disease.